No injury reports today, so y'all go ahead. Hello?
Gary, how much do you look at the other team's injury reports as you're preparing for a game?
Well, I mean, obviously it's information that, you know, everybody gets around the league, but they're really trying to stay focused on us right now. You know, I can't kind of officially start our week Wednesday again. We're trying to stay in our same routine, so don't pay too much attention to it right now.
How big a help is it to have seen the Steelers as recently as you guys have?
Well, I'm sure it's that way for both of us, you know, because we prepared for each other, what, 4 weeks ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago. So anytime you prepare for somebody in this league, you're very thorough in all phases, and we've each played, what, 2 or 3 games since then. So you take that information, you know, you get some new information over the course of the last few weeks and get ready to play.
What was your reaction to that roller coaster ending? I mean, it looked like...
I was sitting there watching it, and I was thinking about the Chiefs for a while, and then think about the other team, and, you know, so went all the way to the end. But, you know, that's NFL playoff football. It's amazing. You go back and look at the games. First off, not a home team won a game, you know, so that tells you it's not about where you play, it's how you play. And, you know, they've been exceptional. I know they won a lot of road games this year, and they found a way to win close games. Ben gets them in position to win. So very impressed with them, but we understand that, and we'll have to play as good as we can play, but looking forward to it.
Coach, what was your feeling from your defensive players in particular to get another shot at a team that really kind of got the best of them this season?
Well, in this league, you're just glad to be in the position to have a shot, you know, at this time of year, you know, because it's hard to get there. And so, you know, we obviously worked really hard to get to where we're at, and we know we have a big test this weekend. You know, that game was crazy. I mean, it was a tale of two halves for both teams. We played well as a team in the first half. They dominated the second half. But, you know, this time of year, if you're going to win, you're going to have to play great regardless of who you play, so we understand that.
Yeah, the other common thread, you mentioned the road teams, but the other common thread was that those road teams had really experienced quarterbacks this weekend. Why in the playoffs is that experience so much more important, especially at quarterback?
Well, I don't know. I think, you know, experience is good from just a team standpoint. You know, guys, the games are a little bit different this time of year. I mean, to me, they really speed up, and obviously the emphasis on any given play is just so big, you know. One of the things that stood out to me this weekend, not a lot of offense. You know, when you watch, there was one game where there wasn't even 400 yards of offense between two teams. So a lot of great defensive football teams in the tournament right now, so to speak. And but you got to play well. You got to protect the ball. You got to do all the little things if you expect to win this time of year.
What experience factor? I mean, when you made the decision to go to Peyton, I mean, he has more experience
I had nothing. It was about his health and how I thought he was playing and preparing and where he's at right now. Strictly that.
In regards to his health, are you comfortable with him under center and or shotgun?
Yeah, I mean, that's how he played in San Diego. He played both. So yeah, he has there's no holdbacks, I guess, so to speak, or anything we have to do. He's ready to go. He's working in everything we do, and he's fine.
Last time Pittsburgh came here for a playoff game, I think you were still here.
Yeah, that was when I left. I think that was my last game here. So yeah, hopefully there's some more to come. But, no, I remember that game. It was a championship game, right? Yeah. And 2006, am I right, or something like that. So, yeah, Ben came in here, played big. I remember them being about 10 for 12 on third downs, if I'm right. So I recall them all. So, yeah. But, a lot of respect for him. Great player, great organization, great football team. So, that's what this time of year is all about.
Health-wise, the bye help, but the last 4 days of practice, what were you able to get out of that on?
Well, we got a lot more, like, we did a lot of individual work, really. We got back on our team stuff today and get going on the Steelers, actually. But we did a lot of individual work, a lot of conditioning type stuff, a lot of throwing and catching. So it's been good. Just about got everybody back today, and still missing a couple of guys. We hope to be back at full strength Wednesday.
Do you spend this week preparing, like Ben Roethlisberger is going to play?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're preparing for their team, you know what I mean? I think they were, what, second or third in offense, and they're going to, you know, they're very good. You got a lot of great players. So we're preparing for the group. We expect everybody to be there, but we're preparing to play the Steelers.
Last time you guys played, Antonio Brown went off. Yeah. So how do you expect Chris Harris in the Broncos secondary?
Well, he's a great player. I mean, he's going to have catches. He's going to make plays. I mean, that's they move him all over the place. That's a credit to him. He doesn't stay in one spot, so he's very difficult to handle. You know, they're probably making more big plays than anybody in ball. I don't know the statistics, but I know they're making a lot of 10-plus plays in the course of a game. So that'll be very important, you know, trying to find a way to minimize the big plays.
When you see some of those penalties in that Bengals-Steelers game, can you use that as a teaching emphasis for
– You know, we try to use it as teaching every week around the league. You know, every Saturday morning I show our guys things that have happened around the league, things that you know, have been really good, real smart football, and things that, you know, maybe happen around the league that you can't have. So we're always talking about those things. But, you know, penalties here or there, one play here or there is the difference in playing another week and not playing at all this time of year. And our guys understand that.
You guys here were pretty upset after the Cody Wallace hit on Bruton last month and kind of said stuff might be different if you play this week. Do you have to warn them?
Well, it's going to be a physical game, both sides of the ball. We know that. And, you know, I mean, you're going to get everybody's best. We understand that.
You talk about the home field advantage. You know, what do you think the atmosphere is going to be like, and how important of a role will the fans play?
Well, there wasn't much home field advantage this weekend, I think is what I said. But, no, you work hard to get yourself in position to play at home. You know, obviously it helps you snap count-wise and those type of things. Our defense will have to work with a lot of noise because of being at home. So those are things you have to work with. But it'll get down to how we play. But our fans have been great. You know, it's obviously great to be, you know, lining up here at home this weekend.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you have a good day.